Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. If you were to select a family of birds that nature lovers spend so much time watching, it would definitely be the woodpecker family. They are enjoyed because of their variety in size, color, and unique habits, and I will tell you many of them today. There are 217 species worldwide. We will stay in the U.S., and I will discuss six of the most widely identified woodpeckers. So here's a question for you. Do you put down chemical on your lawn when you see grubs there? Well, me, I just let my resident flicker go to work. What? Yes, the flickers near my home, they love to feed on the ground, number one. So I know when there are grubs on the ground because the flickers are having a Thanksgiving feast. I know when the grubs are gone because the flicker convention has ended. So let me give you a couple flicker facts. They love to hop on the ground while feeding. In the winter, they will visit my suet feeder, and I'll discuss feeding and feeding stations a little later on in the show. The flicker has a conspicuous white rump in flight and an undulating wing pattern. In my mind, it's similar to a blue jay because this is an energy saving technique. Might serve a saving technique there. And what's happening is you'll see them flap, flap, and then they just sort of fall down a little bit and flap, flap, and they're saving energy as they do this. The northern flicker is golden yellow under the tail and wing. The male has a black mustache. Now, the flicker loves to eat ants and beetles. No, not John, Paul, Ringo, but the other kind. You know what I'm talking about. The color on their wings in the west, so the western flicker, because there's about yellow and east, is red. I love to give, like when I'm, talking on these shows, to give some awesome animal facts. This is probably, and I often say this, like probably one of the coolest, but I'm going to tell you, it is absolutely the coolest. Now think about this one. The flicker has a 5-inch tongue that coils behind his brain. When he sees an insect, his tongue goes out over his brain, extracts the insect, brings it back into his mouth and his throat, then the tongue recoils back behind his brain. Now, how crazy is that? Now, I was filming a Joey B's Outdoor Adventure episode. You can follow us on joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv. And I was filming with Giselle Smisco of the Avian Wildlife Center. We were up at the center. We filmed there often. Wonderful, brilliant woman, raptor rehabilitator, great gal. And she had an injured flicker there. So I was hand-feeding him a few mealworms. And he really, it's funny. He was not as interested in the feeding at this moment, but the pecking with his chiseled beak on Giselle's hand. And again, just you can get a really good close-up view of them. And I just say this. Giselle's job is to release animals, birds, back into the wild. And if they can't, they're there for education purposes. So hopefully that woodpecker would be released. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I was so excited to see that flicker and tell you about it, but I forgot to give you, I really didn't forget because I take notes, about the general characteristics of woodpeckers. So here we go. General, because remember, 217 species. They have two toes forward, two backwards. Their tail feathers are extremely stiff and supported by many muscles because this helps with their pecking. Foods that they eat are nuts, berries, insects, larvae, and seeds. You can find many of the woodpecker family from the city to the country. I didn't include on this show the unique calls, and they're so cool and so many of them, but you can always download them and all bird calls from the Cornell University Ornithology Lab. By far the best that's out there. But hey, you need to listen to the show. But later on, when you're checking out the woodpeckers, you can listen to them. Now, the red-bellied is an interesting family member in my eyes, because as soon as I moved into this historic home that I live in, a male was banging out a nest in a tree. It was like a carpenter moved onto my property. I honestly wonder what their heads feel like when they are pounding on the tree. I guess they don't go under concussion protocol every day. Another filming adventure, I arrived with a cameraman in the Joey B. Truckmobile, of course. We were next to the river. There was a red-bellied woodpecker calling, so we filmed him. I said, hey, let's hang out before we got going. I said, let's film here. I guess he became that camera hog because he literally followed us along the trail next to the river. I guess he just wanted to try to get into like many shots. So to confuse many of you non-birders listening to this show, a male red-bellied woodpecker has a red head. But wait, isn't there a red-headed woodpecker? Yes. Aren't they similar inside? Well, yes. Well, the red-bellied has a red crown and nape. The female only has red on her nape. They have a black and white zebra stripe back. Whereas the red-bellied is the only eastern woodpecker with his head entirely red. So there's a differentiation there. He has a powerful, we're talking red belly now, he has a powerful spike-like bill with a large white conspicuous patch on his wings. The red belly often eats on the fly, meaning that he will catch his dinner in midair. He also drills in trees, feeds on the ground, and will dine on fruits and seeds as well. So he's going for it all. The pileated woodpecker is by far the largest. Now, he is the size of a crow. If you ever watched Woody Woodpecker, the cartoon, you know the pileated because he was drawn similar to him. One winter, the Featherman and I, we were out tracking some eagles along the Delaware River, and these eagles had migrated down from Canada. Well, we're along there, and we hear this pileated calling, but there was distress in his call. We look into a large sycamore along the river, and there was a red-tailed hawk sitting on a branch next to a hole in the tree. The hole and the red-tailed hawk were like within, I'd say, about a foot. Every now and then, the pileated would begin to poke his head out of the hole, and the red tail would just sort of lunge with his talons at him, and the pileated would give this shrieking call. It was crazy to listen to his voice. So we would just like, we're watching this, and you know, sometimes we call, the nature show. Well, guess what? We're out there checking out the nature show live. And this went on for a bit. And then after a while, the red tail flew off, and then the pileated relaxed. How do I know? His call went back to normal. So then we moved on, found our eagles. What a great day out there. The pileated has a triangular crest that is flaming red and a very long chisel-like bill. The male has a red stripe on their cheek. Because of their size, their broad wings in flight are called sweeping wing beats. It's really cool to watch the pileated fly. They love snags, which are dead trees, because they usually hold a treasure of insects. Hey, guess what? It's like, there's the refrigerator, let's go. You will see a monster-sized hole drilled into snags. Look and listen for the pileated, because if those holes are there, especially if you're seeing some fresh wood, you know that he's around. When I am fly fishing on a catch-and-release section of a river I often go to, I bring one of my cameras and a mini tripod. I just post it down on the side of the river there, and you know, I'll fish for a little bit. If I see something in nature, I shoot a photo, pick it up, move on. So if I ever leave that, because that's always on my mind. I'm going, one day I will leave a real expensive camera and mini tripod. So if you see one along the river, yes, it's mine. Well, last spring, the river, the catch and release river that I was on, a pileated did not care that I was on the opposite side of the river from him because he was drilling and feeding away on a snag. I was able to get many great photos. And so you know that I post photos every single day on all my social media, but many of you follow me. So for those of you who don't would like to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at Joey B, J-O-U-I-B-E, outdoors, plural, O-U-T-D-O-R-R. Yeah, D-O-O-R-S. Sooner or later, I'll learn how to spell. Always been, from a little kid, one of my problems in life was spelling, so it's Joey B. Outdoors. Sorry about that. I save two of the smaller woodpeckers because they love to visit my winter feeding stations. In the front, 10 feet from my front door, there is a seed bell. The downy and hairy woodpeckers stop by daily. The seed bell is composed of black oil sunflower seeds. You can get the mixed ones, but I found those mixed ones, a lot of the seeds, the milt and things, just go unused, even by ground feeding birds, because, you know, birds like blue jays are ground feeders. But I'm going to let you know that it's black oil, a little bit more expensive, but I have found I'm going to attract many more birds with it. In the back, I have a suet station. They are there in the suet station with their cousins, the flickered and the red-bellied woodpecker. Try different types of suet. Some have seeds, some have fruit, some have larvae inside of it. Yeah, the same way we have different taste buds, so do they. So just try it. You might just see different birds arriving. Be sure to include next to your viewing stations a pair of binoculars and a bird field guide. Hey, there are many out there. I absolutely, again, growing up with it, I love the Peterson field guides. You find your favorite, see what works for you. Well, these two woodpeckers are very much alike, except the downy is 6.5 inches tall, and the hairy is basically a downy on steroids. That's my description of him. He's actually 9.5 inches tall, so they are distinguishable in size for sure. The downy and the hairy are the only woodpeckers with white backs. The downy has straight back posture. I should learn from him because my posture never the greatest, so I will sort of pay attention to him. And the hairy has stiff tail feathers. Probably one of my most enjoyable sights on the feeder is just after a snowstorm. The downy arrives and all the other small songbirds refrain from going to the feeder, except one, the friendly little chickadee, mounts to the side of the seed bell, says hello to the downy, and they share the bounty. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.